Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
All right, 6th of July today, which means tonight a new six-part series hits your televisions, RTE1. It's called Paul's Food Truck Favourites, looking into Ireland's thriving food truck and street food scene. Sponsored by Kerrygold. We'll talk to Daniel Fleming from Aperture Media in a while, the man behind the series. But let's talk to Paul Flynn first. Paul is the chef and the owner of the Tannery in Dungarvan, a very famous restaurant and cookery school. Paul, good morning to you. The whole food truck and street food industry really blossomed up during COVID, didn't it?
Yeah, there's some amazing food trucks out there. I mean, it was really good to begin with, and growing every year steadily. But when COVID happened and there was a lockdown, it just exploded. And it's amazing how diverse and brilliant they are. And we tried to show that. We traveled all over the country. So it's a bit of a travelogue as well. And then we meet people. And altogether, we feature 18 trucks over 6 programs. And the food is incredibly diverse. And the people are brilliant. And all very hardworking and extremely imaginative. And I hope that people enjoy it. And also, I get to take my own little caravan out on the road to feel what that life is like. And I loved every minute of it. Yeah.
The idea was pre-COVID, you were going to look at festivals like Electric Picnic.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of been bouncing around my head for a long time, I suppose. And then I met Daniel from Aperture Media, and we hit it off. And Paul Woods, who's the director. And we just kind of, I suppose, we massaged it a little bit in terms of what, to suit COVID times. And this is what came out. So it's finally here. I think it's really been sort of gestating for about almost 3 years, I would say. And it's great to have it on our screens this evening.
Before I go over to Daniel, what do you think, Paul, is the attraction of a food truck? Is it the wonder of the customers? You wander up and you think, right, what can I get here? And then you realize there's something very different and something very good, and the quality of what's being produced. Like, this is a lot big change from what used to be slapped over the counter of a truck by the beach long ago.
You're so right. And it's not just about burgers and chips. It's a million miles away from that. There's loads of talented people. And again, I mean, I'm mentioning the word diversity. It's all sorts of different food. And people kind of go, they really let their imaginations run wild. And that's what's lovely about them. There's so many talented people out there. And it's exciting food. That's the only way I can put it. And the freedom of having a food truck is something that's very appealing to me.
Okay. Let me bring in Daniel Fleming from Aperture Media, who's been making this show, which starts tonight on RTE1. So, Daniel, the idea was pre-COVID to go and look at what was happening at festivals, but COVID brought a whole new element to it, didn't it? Good morning.
Hi, JP, and thanks for having us on. It did, like Paul said, it started probably early 2019, and we were going to follow food trucks that went to some cool festivals, and Paul might have maybe taken his food truck to a festival as well to see how it goes. Then, and RTE and Kerrygold were on board with us back then. Then the pandemic happened, and everything had to be put on hold. But like Paul said, we saw just a explosion of new food trucks all over the country, and we sort of tweaked the idea slightly, and thankfully RTE and Kerrygold were still on board with us a year later. And still backed it, so we were able to we were able to get it going and did all the filming last summer.
Yeah, right. Now, each episode will focus on a different basic ingredient. Like, you got a beef episode, you got a seafood. That's the one I'm most interested in seeing, the seafood, because I came across a little place down in West Cork, and like, I thought, right, that's an old fish and chips truck. It wasn't. It was the most remarkable range of fresh seafood, like prawns literally fried off in front of you, like magnificent. What's being done with seafood in these little trucks is phenomenal.
It is episode 4 of seafood, and we feature three trucks, Salty Boy with Chef Niall Sabangi, Fred and Nancy's truck, and Julia's lobster truck in Clare also. But you're right, the seafood is just amazing. It's so fresh. But with all the trucks, what they do with their local ingredients is just phenomenal. And the food we experienced and thankfully got to taste all of it along the way was just amazing. What they can do with in such a small space.
In such a small space, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And because Paul, someone like yourself, lastly, you know, you'd be more accustomed to working in a well-equipped, large kitchen.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed working in the caravan. We had this fabulous little antique, I think it was from the 1970s, caravan that was on site every time. And I kind of fell in love with it because there was plenty of space in there. And yet what you do, you get to meet the people. And that's a thing that I ordinarily don't get to do.
Yeah.
So we had great crack and great fun throughout the whole thing. And, you know, it's a bit of excitement for me because you get to, I suppose, work in a different environment, and that's always exciting.
Good to hear. All right, Daniel Fleming and Paul Flynn. Paul from the Tannery in Dungarvan and Daniel Fleming from Aperture Media. The series starting tonight is called Paul's Food Truck Favourites. It'll run throughout the summer on RTE1, sponsored by Kerrygold. And also coming up, it started last night on the Player, this is the RTE Player, is the Battle of the Food Trucks Season 2. And I was talking about this last summer, where they went and they found food trucks around the country and they put them up against each other and set them various tasks and various challenges as to what you could do in a small little food truck. And once again, six of the country's trucks are going head to head over the next number of weeks. And one of those trucks is from Cork. And it is called Spice Genie, and it is run and operated by Christopher Braganza. Christopher has a remarkable story, and he's been telling me. Christopher, you've been in Ireland now for, is it 10 years?
Yes, PJ, this is my 11th year now.
Your brother had been here before you, right?
Yes, 2 years before me. He was a nurse in a care home. He invited me after that in 2012. He came here in 2010.
Very good. Was it during COVID that the food truck idea came?
Yes. PJ, I always used to be a pastry chef. I've never cooked in kitchens. I've always baked in kitchens. So during lockdown, 3 months of lockdown, every day I used to do a dish for myself. I used to live alone in my apartment. And that's how the cooking came out. But I always had an idea of cooking, but nobody taught me these things.
Yeah.
So then after the first lockdown, I joined the farmer's market, Wilton Farmer's Market, and I started cooking in the market because I don't have a kitchen because HSC let me cook in the market fresh. So there was no transportation of food,
yeah.
Cooked food. So that's how it all started. And from then on, I got the idea of getting the food truck in 2021. My brother helped me purchase this one. And that's how it all started. It was a dream I never had.
Yeah, I know a little bit about Indian food in that it's very regional. So, like, what region are you from and what are the traditional dishes of your region?
I come from a region called Goa. It used to be a Portuguese colony, but it's a part of India from 1961. But on my menu, I usually have three regions. The North India, which is the butter chicken or the chicken tikka. It's from the north of India.
Yeah.
The beef is with my Goan spices. So that is Goan. The rice is traditional pulao rice. I don't cook rice. I don't cook plain rice on my food truck. It's always pulao rice with some vegetables.
Yeah.
And then the third one would be the masala dosa, which is South Indian. Now, this is not my food, but I'm still able to deliver to the people, you know, to the audience.
Yeah.
And they love what I do. It's different.
Am I right in thinking, Christopher, Goa is the home of vindaloo?
Yes. Everybody gets this thing wrong. People think Vindaloo has to be spicy, or in Indian restaurants, no. It has tomatoes. But no, Vindaloo has only chilies, ginger, garlic, and some spices. And I want to put it on the menu very soon, because I don't have a pork dish on my menu. But if for private events, I go to people's houses to cook for them, I do pork dishes.
Yeah.
So depending on my audience, I select my dishes.
Yeah, I love vindaloo, and it's very hard to get good vindaloo because most people think it's got to burn the mouth off of you. No, it's about the flavor, not about not about the heat. It's So on the truck, what do you do? Is it basic dishes? Yeah,
I have five dishes which are standard, but I change the flavor every time, or like different spices. But the chicken tikka remains the same because the kids come looking for it. The red curry. I tried to change it, but it didn't do well. Then I tried to put biryani on the menu. Many people do not know what biryani is.
Oh,
but then many people know biryani, so now I will start cooking for them.
I love biryani.
So it's a very technical dish. And for this competition, I will be doing it. So if everything goes well, I will do biryani on the show.
How do you create, because I know a lot of Indian food, you need very high heat because it's fast cooking. How do you create that high heat on a truck?
That's a very good question, because you understand the cooking thing, because you need high flame, otherwise you're boiling the chicken. But I have 9 kilowatts of burners in my food truck, which I use before cooking, and then I take them out. So when I get to the market early in the morning, 7 o'clock, I start cooking my chicken dishes, beef dishes, and then they are there standing in the bain marie. But the cooking is done in the morning.
Yeah.
Power is 9 kilowatts.
Wow.
It can be higher also.
Yeah.
But traditionally in the restaurants there would be tandoors where they cook their chicken.
That's
but
right.
I do it with whatever I have.
Yeah.
I just need a fire, a flame to cook
a
dish for you.
And can you do naan bread? Because I know that has to be cooked really fast as well.
No, there are two types of naan bread. There is the tandoor naan bread, and then there's the tawa naan bread, which is the pan. So at homes, domestic kitchens in India, people don't have tandoors.
Mm.
Every house won't have it. So the recipe remains the same, but you do it on the pan, griddle.
Yeah.
So I do it from scratch, and it's very easy. But if you do it right, the consistency. I don't have recipes. It's just by instinct.
Yeah. How did you get interested, and how did you get involved in the television show, Christopher?
I applied for it last year, but I was too late. I sent a message to the presenter, James Petris, and he saw my message this year after I applied. And then he sent me a text, sorry, I just saw it this year. But then this year I applied for it, and then there were video calls, interviews, and they check whether it's your truck, you are on the truck, or somebody else working. Because it has to be you, not somebody else working, and you don't have help. So everything is done, chopping, everything is done from scratch. So everything is recorded. So there are cameras watching you. There's no cheating. There's no paste or ready-made paste which can be used.
Yeah.
I try to use everything from scratch. Tomatoes, onion, ginger, garlic, spice. Oh, that's enough for me.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And I can create anything. Yeah. So I'm happy I could apply for this. And, you know, I'm looking forward to this.
Fantastic. You've got other dimensions to yours. You are a football referee and a masseuse. Tell me more.
In 2016, I was working in the city. I used to work for Market Lane. And then College of Commerce was just nearby. So there were courses there. I did a 6-week course in massage therapy. And then I left kitchen. I used to do part-time in some bakeries. And then I did a 2-year course in holistic therapies. After the course, I joined Castle Mata Resort Spa as a massage therapist. So in the evening, I used to do the spa. And in the morning, I was a big breakfast chef there. So I do breakfast and everything. And the chef, the general manager, Brandon, Chef Kevin Burke, Aoife, the spa manager, they're all lovely. They were really happy to have me.
Yeah.
So I did it for 2 years in Castle Mata, and then I had my own massage clinic in Middleton. But because of COVID, I had to close it.
Yes.
So I closed that, and then all this cooking came. One of my friends, her name is Nicola. She's an artist in Middleton. She has her own art gallery. So she said something to me. She's like, Chris, my brother loves your food. Food is your thing. I think you should not do massage. But luckily for me, because of COVID, I had to close my clinic in March. So that was the best thing ever. And all these things came out after that. So that thing always struck me. And from there, food has been my thing. Food is my first love now.
Brilliant.
Refereeing used to be my first love.
Yeah, the refereeing, how did that come about? You referee League of Ireland, do you?
Yes, I started assisting my father in 2003. He was a national referee in India.
Right.
And then my brother invited me to Ireland only because of refereeing, not for cooking, not for pastry.
Oh,
pastry,
you came here to be a referee?
Yeah, no, to pursue my dream. It's my only, it has been my only dream from childhood.
Right.
From, yeah. But God's delays are not God's denials. I will get there. I'm on the League of Ireland panel.
Right. So you came to Ireland to be a football referee, and here you are.
Yes.
Running a highly successful food. Ah, man, listen, you've had so many different things going on.
The other thing which many people do not know, I'm also a healthcare assistant, but at the moment, because of COVID, I was not doing the healthcare and cooking. So I used to work for an agency. I worked in CUH also as a healthcare assistant.
Yeah.
So I've done that also. I could not stick to one job. If somebody can do my job, I leave that job. It's like that for me. So there are jobs to pay your bills. Then there are jobs which are your passions.
Yeah.
And then there are jobs to keep you fit. So refereeing keeps me fit, cooking keeps me happy.
Oh,
and then there are jobs to keep pay your bills.
Yeah. Have you been on MasterChef?
Yes, PJ. In 2014, when I worked for the Cliff House in Ardmore,
yeah.
there was the contest held, the quarterfinal was held in the MasterChef. So I was the pastry chef there. I trained one of the contestants in that round.
I see.
It was a chocolate dessert. And as fortune will have it, Kwanji was my head chef.
Yeah.
He won the battle last year, Battle of the Food Trucks last year.
Yeah.
So he was the head chef in the Cliff House. So I was his pastry chef. So,
oh, he set some standard for you then heading into this competition, didn't he?
Yes, because, you know, it's all about the small details. It's timing and technique.
Yeah.
And everything, there is pressure, but it's in your control.
Yeah.
You can control the pressure.
So what kind of things have you had to make for the series? I know I'm not allowed to know how you've done. No?
Yeah, no, I can't tell you.
Okay. Well, what stuff have you been making?
Like, you know, first round we had to do our signature dish. So I did a tribute to Ireland. I did the Irish flag on my plate. So I did the chicken tikka, white pulao rice and a green okra vegetable with the naan bread.
Oh.
So everything was cooked from scratch. And in 1 hour. So there was nothing pre-made, nothing, everything, even rice, chicken, everything. I even grilled the chicken on the barbecue.
Fantastic.
The traditional. And then there is the dessert round where you have to make, it's a sweet, anything. So being a pastry chef, that was an easy thing for me.
Yeah.
And then there is a mystery round. Then there's another round where you have pressure cooker test where you have to work in the other contest, anyone they will choose.
Right.
So you have to work in their truck and do their signature dish. So somebody else does my dish.
Wow.
And yeah, it was, and then there was one round where there is a mystery dish. So they give you a dish and you have to replicate that dish.
Yeah, it's been fun then. I'm thinking, where can I get to sample your food?
Yeah, PJ, on Tuesday, I'm in Wilton. So today I'm in Wilton Farmers Market. On Wednesday, I'm in the Kinsale Farmers Market. That's my best market. Lovely people, even Wilton people are lovely, but Kinsale is the busiest. And then on Saturday, I'm in Middleton. 8 in the morning, serving food till 2. But if I have a match, so I leave at 1. So my brother or my friend, they will serve the food.
Yeah.
He'll close the truck, but I go for my match. So like last week, I was in Limerick at 5 o'clock, the match. So I left at 2 o'clock, and I did the Women's National League match.
Yeah.
And then the following day, I was in Wexford doing matches. So on weekends, matches are my priority.
Do you know what, Christopher? You're great fun, and it's fantastic to talk to you. And I wish you so much luck in this television show. And I absolutely cannot wait to sample the food from Spice Genie.
Thank you, TJ. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Lovely fella. Lovely fella. Interesting story, Christopher Braganza. He's on Battle of the Food Trucks, which is on the RTE Player. 0818 96 96 96. I can't wait to find that one. Kate, you've got some recommendations for me, I think, for food trucks.
There's a wonderful one down there by the bridge in Kinsale.
Yeah.
They do wonderful fish and chips. And you have the fish basket down in Long Strand. You have Poulet Vuh, the Marine, all the markets have wonderful food trucks. And you have the Trawler Boys in Ballycotton, and a bean and berry smoothie bowl and granola. It's a truck at Garrettstown Beach. They do a breakfast if you want something healthier.
Right.
I think any of them that started these trucks up when COVID was there, isn't it marvellous? there's so much credit due to them. They just thought outside the box. Pardon the pun there.
No, I thought a lot of them would just fade away.
No, because casual dining is really after coming in. There's nothing nicer than going for a really long walk and finding a lovely food truck and having something to eat.
That's right.
And you know yourself, food outdoors tastes much nicer than indoors.
It does. It does. No, I love the one in Kinsale that you mentioned because the fish basket is just brilliant. It's brilliant.
Just wonderful. And did you see that joke on the Times about what's that horse doing in the horse box? They're all being used.
We've a kitchen to open. No, I think it's one of the great things, Kate, to come out of lockdown and come out of COVID is this fabulous little thriving industry of small little businesses.
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, then they work so hard, you know. But and even some places do a craft beer as well, you know, while you're waiting for the other food.
Yeah.
So,
you're right, Kate. Thanks for that.
And I wish them well, all of them.
Indeed.
Take
it's great.
Care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye.
Thank you. There's one in Douglas, not quite a food truck, it's a coffee truck. There's a couple of them actually. There's one in up there by the wood, Gary Duff Woods. Aussies is lovely. They do lovely coffee and cakes and biscuits. There's another one down in the car park behind Dino's there, the Woolen Mills car park, and I don't know if they're there all the time or just at the weekends, but they're Fado, little tiny little wagon, and the most gorgeous coffee, and they do puppuccinos and doggy treats. Yeah, I could spend, I know I have to find out where he is though. I have to get in a nosh at Christopher's truck.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.